Gmail James Driscoll, realapuman.net at gmail.com. FAP support. 3 messages. Foothill AIDS Project, info at fapinfo.org, Friday, March 8, 2019 at 2:59 a.m. Reply to, info at fapinfo.org. 2. Thetaliverandsofttruth-foothillaidsproject at fuckedupwoman.net. Thetaliverandsofttruth-foothillaidsproject at fuckedupwoman.net. Hello, the deliverance of truth, why don't you bring forward that truth? Thank you so much for contacting us. Your message is being reviewed. The best FAP team member for your inquiry would contact you within the next day or so. Kind regards. Mariz Detona. Executive Director. Foothill AIDS Project, FAP. T-909-482-2066. F-909-482-2070. Like FAP on Facebook, www.facebook.com/foothillaidsproject. Follow FAP on Twitter, www.twitter.com/foothillaids. Statement of confidentiality, this message and any attachments may contain legally privileged and confidential information intended solely for the use of the intended recipients. If you are not the intended recipient, or the agent responsible for delivering the message to the intended recipient, you are hereby notified that any use, dissemination, distribution, or copying of this communication is strictly prohibited. If you have received this message in error, please notify the sender immediately and delete this message and any attachments from your system. Thank you. Realuphuman.net, realuphuman.net at gmail.com, Friday, March 8, 2019 at 3:26 a.m. 2. Info at fapinfo.org. Forwarded message. From, realuphuman.net, realuphuman.net at gmail.com. Date, Friday, March 8, 2019 at 12 a.m. Subject, FAP support, deliverance of truth. 2. Info at fapinfo.org. Image.png. This message is for the failed case management attention of Michael Ray Maynard and Jennifer Ann Brema. If they have not recently performed a Google search on their full names, perhaps they should. This is one again communications from your deliverance of truth advocate, the client that you deceived, the client that you have put through over a full year in delay against bringing resolve to that I describe as a hate paradigm in the interface of the Ryan White Care Act social services agencies and clients. This problem is showing as a systemic problem nationally, region to region, and Foothill AIDS Project is among a set of Ryan White Care Act agencies that are the worst of the worst, in that there is no resolve or response of responsibility from your side of an informational warfare response to what occurred to me. This ain't right, and you all know it too. In the case of you there at Foothill AIDS Project, that I have personally experienced the interface you offered, these definitions are defined on our informational society. http://foothillaidsproject.fuckedupwoman.net, http://foothill-aids-project.fuckedupwoman.net, http://jennifer-ann-brema.fuckedupwoman.net, http://michael-ray-maynard.fuckedupwoman.net, http://michael-r-maynard.fuckedupwoman.net, http://marista.tona.fuckedupwoman.net. You are included in full addresses to the public and the admin of Ryan White Care Act agencies at the following URLs. http://foothillaidsproject.jennifer-ann-brema.michael-ray-maynard.aforevermoreadunce.fuckedupwoman.net. http://foothillaidsproject.jennifer-ann-brema.michael-ray-maynard.999.fuckedupwoman.net. http://foothillaidsproject.jennifer-ann-brema.michael-ray-maynard.666.fuckedupwoman.net. http://foothillaidsproject.jennifer-ann-brema.michael-ray-maynard.5150.fuckedupwoman.net. http://foothillaidsproject.jennifer-ann-brema.michael-ray-maynard.5250.fuckedupwoman.net. http://foothillaidsproject.jennifer-ann-brema.michael-ray-maynard.5250.realapuman.net. You should become aware that my very own doctor at the at Borrego Health Center that Michael Maynard referred me to also detached services for he was not willing to bring forward into our treatment. Clarity is that my tweets to the CDC HIV director were not acknowledged by local health, even though at Borrego Health themselves has a Twitter account. What a crock of shit and hypocrisy. What a crock of shit. In that logic, I have no doctor in HIV care and is one of the reasons why I must return to services to get a new doctor. but this time it will have a stipulation that the contentious reasoning why you have to hide in the shadows of a hate interface between clients must be acknowledged in my HIV treatment care. If you do not do this, you are breaking all kinds of moral lines and ethical duties to hide and hold a conspiracy. I realize at the time of this writing, that the grand wizard puppeteer that has been my adversary for over 10 years in a non-ending hate influences detriment to my health has been currently installed Director of HIV Prevention and Treatment of Director HIV CDC Dr. Jonathan Merman, Twitter, @DermanCDC, and I have not yet assigned him the same key as I have with my former doctor in Denver, http://dr-nancy-ellen-mattinger.fuckedupwoman.net, who witnessed both the events of harassment, detrimental health outcomes, and the events that transpired on a call recording that got two staff members embedded in the ID, infectious disease, unit of at UC Health terminates due to the extreme bias involved. I take it that you do not care or you care but not willing to step forward and be counted against what I have been through because you condone this hate paradigm against clients. It would be apparent by the Google reviews on file for Foothill AIDS Project San Bernardino that the truth about what has been installed in the Ryan White Care Act social services field industry is the absolute wrong mechanics to prevent HIV, AIDS infections in our communities, and you know it. Foothill AIDS Project. 670N. Arrowhead Avenue, Suite AB, San Bernardino, CA. Aaron Jacobson. Local Guide 1 Review. A year ago. This agency is fraudulent in its services and practices when it comes to serving the HIV population and utilizing Ryan White funding. My recommendation for any HIV client interested in signing with them is to run as far and as fast as you can. They treat HIV consumers with contempt and unprofessionalism. If you want to turn over a new leaf and do something positive for the community, may even have Aaron Jacobson at my request remove this Google review on account after I remove the Information Society hooks in your name, individually, you know where you must come to face apologize. https://grewupnetpeacebuildingwebsite.business.site 3260 Grande Vista. San Bernardino CA 92405. 909-882-8759. By the way, this is the Google Business site page for Colorado Health Network aka Denver Colorado AIDS Project. Do you really think this contentious matter is being overlooked by the public? https://denver-colorado-aids-project.business.site/. I say not. More to the point, the CDC has hit hard with the correct messaging on the flip side, about the 90-90-90 targets and the U equals U paradigm that you have been so wrong to not be focused in on these solutions. This brings me to bring you one last community peace-building message. Since Michael already was given We Are As Sick As Our Secrets Bridge Recovery Center for Addictions. You all are following an insane paradigm of irrational-mindedness, you all are following the devil at work. Untrue, 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 the world is not flat untrue even though you hold on to that non-truth when it requires this grawn of a shifting paradigm to bring rational reasoning why you hold a hate paradigm in the first place. http://foothillaidsproject.jennifer-and-brema.michael-ray-maynard.community.grewup.net/11:stantonpeel, a wild view on substance drug addictions, we need to normalize drug use in our society, October 2014. It is now 2019. When are you going to listen to reason? When are you going to stop your hate? Image.png. Quoted text hidden. Mail delivery subsystem, mailer-demon@googlemail.com, Friday, March 8, 2019 at 3:26 a.m. 2. realapuman.net@gmail.com. Error icon. Address not found. Your message wasn't delivered to info@fapinfo.org because the address couldn't be found, or is unable to receive mail. The response from the remote server was 550 invalid mailbox. Final recipient, RFC 822, info@fapinfo.org. Action, failed. Status, 5.0.0. Remote MTA, DNS, fapinfo-org.mx1-u.mailany1.net. 192.162.217.4, the server. For the domain fapinfo.org. Diagnostic code, SMTP, 550 invalid mailbox. Last attempt date, Friday the 8th of March 2019 0 hours 26 minutes and 43 seconds 0800 PST. Forwarded message. From, realuphuman.net, realuphuman.net@gmail.com. 2, info@fapinfo.org. CC. BCC. Date, Friday, the 8th of March 2019, 0 hours 26 minutes and 5 seconds 0800. Subject, RE, FAP support. Forwarded message. From, reelupwoman.net, reelupwoman.net@gmail.com. Date, Friday, March 8th, 2019 at 12 a.m. Subject, FAP support, deliverance of truth. 2, info@fapinfo.org. Image, image.png. This message is for the failed case management attention of Michael Ray Maynard and Jennifer Ann Brema. If they have not recently performed a Google search on their full names, perhaps they should. This is one again communications from your deliverance of truth advocate. The client that you deceived, the client that you have put through over a full year in delay against bringing resolve to that I describe as a hate paradigm in the interface of the Ryan White Care Act social services agencies and clients. This problem is showing as a systemic problem. Nationally, region to region, and Foothill AIDS Project is among a set of Ryan White Care Act agencies that are the worst of the worst, in that there is no resolve or response of responsibility from your side of an informational warfare response to what occurred to me. This ain't right. And you all know it too. In the case of you there at Foothill AIDS Project, that I have personally experienced the interface you offered, these definitions are defined on our informational society. http://foothillaidsproject.fuckedupwoman.net http://foothill-aids-project.fuckedupwoman.net http://jennifer-ann-brema.fuckedupwoman.net http://michael-ray-maynard.fuckedupwoman.net http://michael-r-maynard.fuckedupwoman.net http://marista.tona.fuckedupwoman.net You are included in full addresses to the public and the admin of Ryan White Care Act agencies at the following URLs. http://foothillaidsproject.jennifer-ann-brema.michael-ray-maynard.aforevermoredunce.fuckedupwoman.net Closing square bracket. http://foothillaidsproject.jennifer-ann-brema.michael-ray-maynard.999.fuckedupwoman.net Closing square bracket. http://foothillaidsproject.jennifer-ann-brema.michael-ray-maynard.666.fuckedupwoman.net Closing square bracket. http://foothillaidsproject.jennifer-ann-brema.michael-ray-maynard.5150.fuckedupwoman.net Closing square bracket. http://foothillaidsproject.jennifer-ann-brema.michael-ray-maynard.5250.fuckedupwoman.net Closing square bracket. http://foothillaidsproject.jennifer-ann-brema.michael-ray-maynard.5250.reelupwoman.net Closing square bracket. You should become aware that my very own doctor at the at Borrego Health Center that Michael Maynard referred me to also detached services for he was not willing to bring forward into our treatment clarity is that my tweets to the CDC HIV director were not acknowledged by local health even though at Borrego Health themselves has a Twitter account. What a crock of shit in hypocrisy. What a crock of shit. In that logic, I have no doctor in HIV care and is one of the reasons why I must return to services to get a new doctor. But this time it will have a stipulation that the contentious reasoning why you have to hide in the shadows of a hate interface between clients must be acknowledged in my HIV treatment care. If you do not do this, you are breaking all kinds of moral lines and ethical duties to hide and hold a conspiracy. I realize at the time of this writing that the grand wizard puppeteer that has been my adversary for over 10 years in a non-ending hate influences detriment to my health has been currently installed Director of HIV Prevention and Treatment of Director HIV CDC Dr. Jonathan Merman. Twitter, @DermanCDC, and I have not yet assigned him the same key as I have with my former doctor in Denver. http://dr-nancy-ellen-mattinger.fuckedupwoman.net who witnessed both the events of harassment, detrimental health outcomes, and the events that transpired on a call recording that got two staff members embedded in the ID, infectious disease, unit of it UC Health terminates due to the extreme bias involved. I take it that you do not care, or you care but not willing to step 4. Message truncated.